We want to introduce you to an amazing young woman. Her name is Maddie Buckner. Now, she has just been recognised with a prestigious Queen's Young Leader Award for this year, and rightly so, because when she was just 16 years old, she set up a non-for-profit organisation dedicated to ensuring that young carers have someone to care for them. Maddie, welcome to ABC Radio Melbourne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. What a bright spark of energy you are. Now, how did you come to set up your organisation, the company that you founded called Little Dreamers?
So I founded Little Dreamers off the back of being a young carer myself. So I've grown up caring for both my brother and my mum. My brother is about 3 years younger than me, and he's been in and out of hospital with a range of chronic health conditions since he was only 6 months old. And then my mum was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 14, and she's been left with a few chronic health conditions herself. So along with my incredible father, we have cared for my mum and my brother for my entire life, pretty much.
And Maddie, I believe at the age of 9, you began an event to raise money for an organisation helping the brothers and sisters of sick children.
Yes, we ran a party at a Plaster Funhouse, which was like an art house for kids, and we raised $500. We had Peter Mitchell came down, and it was kind of the start of something incredible. Someone pat me on the head when I was there and told me that what I was doing was really cute, and I thought that maybe I was cute, but what I was trying to do was not cute, and so I spent my life trying to prove them wrong.
Absolutely cute. I mean, it's more about life-changing what you've started. Maddie, you're kind of just thrust into this, aren't you? You have no choice and no training. How do you learn? Where do you get the strength? How do you know what to do?
You kind of just learn as you go. I think I used to watch my parents quite a bit, and I used to want to have this want or need to be included. So if they were giving my brother an asthma mask late at night, I would get up and I would watch how they would do it. So I learned how to set up the mask and how to give my brother his mask, and I would watch my parents pour out his medicine. So at the age of 7, I knew how to pour out his medicine. It's kind of just a watch and learn as you go, and the number of times I've had to call an ambulance, it's just, you just call and somehow your body just knows what it needs to do.
We're just sitting here shaking our head in awe at you, Maddie. Did it feel like at any time, though, that it stripped your childhood away? Was there any kind of resentment there?
I don't think there was resentment, but I definitely feel like I didn't have the, I guess, normal childhood that most people have. I think there were a lot of times when I would spend my school holidays sitting in hospital rooms and being best friends with the nurses and doctors that were looking after my brother, rather than, you know, going away like a lot of my friends did. And so I would come back to school after school holidays and everyone would be telling me about their amazing 2 weeks off. And I would say, yeah, look what I did. I made this arts and crafts thing in the hospital playroom. And I mean, it's not necessarily a thing that I resented. It made me into the person that I am today. But I mean, it's definitely different to a lot of people that I grew up with. So I think when I was 9, I turned to my friend Beck and I said, why is no one caring about me? And I think that was a turning point for me, in that I realized that the whole community, it felt like, was caring about my brother because he was really sick, and caring about my parents because obviously they needed a lot of support, but then there was no real support for me, and I felt really left out. And then when Mum got sick, I jumped on Dr. Google, which I don't recommend, because a 14-year-old on Google when their mum's just been diagnosed with breast cancer, not a great place
to be. I did the same thing. It's not. You've got to get off Google straight away, don't you, Maddie?
Yes, but I did find out that there were a huge number of kids who were also caring for parents with cancer. So it did come out at that point, and I started doing more Googling and more research, and found that like 1 in 10 people under the age of 25 have a caring role in their family.
Maddie, now you mentioned your grandma before. I believe she gave you some very, very timely advice as a youngster. She said something about your eating habits with royals.
She's always teased me because I'm a very clean eater, so yes. I tend to not use like a napkin when I eat. And every time I sit down at dinner, she's like, make sure you use a serviette. You never know who you'll be dining with one day. And then in London, I actually got sat down next to Prince Harry at dinner.
And you sat with him the entire dinner. We're talking canapés, entree, main, dessert.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. So did the conversation start out polite? Did you run out of things to say? What did you chat to Prince Harry about?
Definitely didn't run out of things to say. He was the most wonderful person I've ever met. He kind of knows everything about everything.
Simon's in South Caulfield. Morning, Simon.
Morning. I wanted to put it out there, first of all. I'm Maddie's father that you just spoke to before.
Simon, congratulations on raising the most beautiful daughter. Can we say when we came off air, I walked out and I thought, if my daughter grows up to be anything like Maddie, then I will be so proud. What a job you have done and what a young woman you have.
Thank you. I tell everybody it's all due to the parents.
Yes.
Really. Absolutely, 100%.
No, well done.
And she spoke about the special relationship that the two of you have. What was it like being her father and seeing her have to be a carer to do all the things that she did at the age of 12 and 9?
Look, it is very difficult. Kids are amazing, and I don't think we give kids enough credit in terms of what they're capable of, and we think, well, they're just kids. Some of the families that Maddie works with, I mean, there's one child who's about 14 and is the sole sole responsibility for all the finances in the entire family. So we just don't give kids enough credit for what they're capable of.